This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد فنسأل الله عز وجل بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يجعلنا وإياكم من المستمعين للقول والمتبعين أحسنه إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه ثم أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before we carry on, Norman, can you maybe put it on? And yes, thank you. So today, bi-idhnillahi azza wa jal, we are going to have a look at something which I found to be very interesting. And very often when people are being taught fiqh, then all of a sudden, the electricity goes down.
The recording is still going, sir.
That's good. So, mashallah, this is special. We said the word fiqh, and everything went like... I think it's over there. Yeah. Okay, for the people who just tuned in, it's going to be arranged immediately, inshallah. Waiting for Norman to come back. Bismillah.
Let's continue.
Yes.
Yeah, and another uncle will come later.
Okay. Was nicer with this sound, wasn't
yes,
it?
Definitely.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك maybe the door على سيدنا محمد صلى if you like we can open the door. It's okay. Thank you. Okay, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد فنسأل الله عز وجل بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يجعلنا وإياكم من المستمعين للقول والمتبعين أحسنه وبعد. So today I would like to have a quick look at the connection between
the divine names and the ayat al-fiqhiyya. And this is a part of our journey through the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are going to have a look at the ayat in the Qur'an that have to do with fiqh, and when I say fiqh, I mean things like praying, fasting, marriage, divorce, and all these other ayat al-fiqhiyya, we see something very interesting going on. When you look at these ayat which talk about these dry, you know, subjects, and then you will find them always to be connected to either the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end, or either to reminding you to have taqwa, or either reminding you to have a good behavior, and so much more. So when you go over these ayat al-fiqhiyya, you will never find them to be far away from tarbiyya. And there's a very big difference between a tarbiyya and a ta'lim. Ta'lim is teaching people something, and a tarbiyya is learning, teaching people what to do with what they know. So there's a very big difference. And Islam is not about knowing. It is about knowing what to do with what you know, what it should lead to, against what it should protect you, and so much more. And today, when we are going to have a look at fiqh, very often it is taught very far away from spirituality. You see? Like, you need to pray like this, these are the conditions, that are the conditions of the wudu, these are the conditions of hajj, these are the conditions of soul. But you will see that there is a gap between knowing what you are doing and knowing the one whom you are doing it for. And this is why I very often say and remind that people, that we very often are so focused on the rules and on what we need to do that we forget why we are doing it and for whom we are doing it and what the reward will be when we do it and what the punishment will be if we don't. These are four things. So when we study halal and haram, very often it's very far from the heart. It's very far from the soul. It's something hard. But now when you know for whom you do something, or for whom you leave something, or why you do it, or why you leave it, what the consequences will be if you do it or if you don't do it, then all of a sudden the fiqh will become something which is very alive. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So what we are going to do now, I want to get with you, have a look at the ayatul fiqhiyya fil Qur'an. Yani the ayat which have to do with the fiqh. And I'm not going to talk about the fiqh. I'm just going to explain how it works. The first thing you need to know, Nu'man, is we need to make a connection between the end of an ayah, the way an ayah ends, and what it is talking about. You see this? So we have the ayah talking about a certain topic, and then at the end, for example, in the ayah it says, "Inna Allah Sami'un Alim." What is the connection between Sami' and Alim and this verse? Sometimes after a verse about divorce, Allah says, "Alimun Hakim." Why is it all of a sudden Alimun Hakim? So when we are going to investigate, Nu'man, the end of the verses, then we will see that the end of the verse is the key we need to put that ilm into practice. Are you with me? So the end of the verse is actually the key. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that there would come a day that people like you and I are not living in something which is called an Islamic country. Where there is an Islamic judge, an Islamic this, an Islamic that. We don't have this. So we will now need to find the source and the power for us to bring this into practice. And this is the end of the ayatul fiqhiyya. You see this? So a book about this doesn't exist yet. So I'm sharing with you how it works. And I'm writing a book about this, which will be finished inshallah soon. So let us have a look, subhanAllah. And I want you to think with me, like you as well and you as well. You know, you think with me and you. I'm going to read the verse, and then at the end I'm going to emphasize on what Allah is saying. And I want you to make the connection, okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah has created for you everything on the face of the earth.
meaning that everything we see has been created for us to start with. The cattle, the sun, the moon, the plants, the fishes in the sea, even the animals which are haram for us to eat, but they are also haram for us to hurt them, isn't it? So we need to take care of them. It's not because of it. It's a pig that I can just, you know, kick it away and let it die. I cannot eat it, but I should treat it in a good way. So هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah has created everything for you on the face of the earth, meaning that He created it and then put it at our disposal, looking at what we will do with it. This is the responsibility of the human being on the face of the earth. So Muslims saying, you know what, global warming, I don't care. Economical problems, I don't care. I'm concentrated on my deen. Well, this is a part of your deen. A part of your deen is that you take care of Mother Nature, that you take care of the people without regard their belief or their nationality or skin color. We are responsible over everything. We need to take care of it. So Allah says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He has created everything for you on the face of the earth. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Then He directed Yani Himself to the skies, and He made seven skies. And then at the end, Nu'man, He says, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And He knows every little thing. So what is now the connection between Him telling that He created everything on the face of the earth for us, and on the other hand, He says at the end, and He knows every little thing. There is aqidah here, isn't it? This is about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is all-knowing. How is it connected? I will kick off. And Allah says, He has created for you everything on the face of the earth. And then He says, and He knows everything. Meaning that He is observing how you treat nature. And that He knows every little thing that you do. Even the little tiny piece of paper that you, plastic, that you throw on the earth. And plastic, you know, it can't be recycled, is it? When you throw it in nature, it can stay for hundreds of years there. If you throw it into the Thames, then maybe a duck or a swan can die when it swallows it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at every little aspect in life of how we are treating the earth. You see this? So this is how they connect. Do you now see why? Because when you just read it, He created everything for you on the face of the earth. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And He knows everything. Okay, next ayah. But when you look at this, then all of a sudden, you become aware. You become aware that there is not a single little tiny thing that you do or He knows it. And why does He know it? And why does He observe it? Because you and I and the universe are His. We are not allowed to do one or to take one little tiny step in a direction He doesn't like. We are not allowed to say no when He says yes. We are not allowed to say yes when He says no. Haram, halal, whatever. So this is how it works. This is just one single ayah. I'm going to take you to the second one. And this one is for you to solve. This is about prayer. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verses about prayer. That was at the very beginning. You know, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the Ummah, they weren't directing towards Mecca. They were directing towards what? The Quds. Not the Quds. But what you should know, if the Quds was here and Mecca was there, the Prophet ﷺ would always place the Kaaba between him and the Quds. You see this? So he could have prayed like this, for example. He didn't. He would always point himself in a direction towards the Quds, but through the Kaaba. Yani through the direction of the Kaaba. Because that is where his heart was. Yeah? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجَهَكَ شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And we will give you a qibla, O Muhammad, that you will be pleased with. So now, O Muhammad, turn your face towards the direction of the qibla. فأينما يعني wherever you are فولوا وجوهكم شطرا يعني turn your faces towards the Qibla. So now, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nevertheless, here in this verse, when he talks about, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the beginning, not directing himself to the Qibla, Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ